It is time again for Utah StoryCorps. Everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal. John Hatch, who is recovering from drug addiction, talks to his mother, Jennifer Adams, about starting a mentoring program in Vernal. He also talks about what he has learned in recovery that could benefit her.
If I can get this mentorship program going in this little town and do some things that really benefit the community and the youth in this community, you know, it'll be great because I've had police in this town tell me, well, I'll probably pull you over every time I see you. And that'll never change because you're never going to change, John. You know, it's frustrating. This program I'm working at talks about living amends in recovery. We have to make amends to all the people that we've harmed, unless it may cause harm to that person or ourselves to do so. And so sometimes you've done something to somebody and they're no longer on this earth, or they're in a place where it would cause tensions to rise or possible violence or whatever. And so to make amends to those people where it's not exactly possible to directly do so, you know, you implement service work and just helping your neighbor out or whatever. I mean, it's really, really hard to accept, but you can't save anybody, you know, and so
the biggest thing that I wanted to address was the fact that you have decided to quit doing drugs. How do you feel about being a father?
It's a wonderful thing. I had learned pretty young, you know. I was using on and off throughout most of that time, unfortunately. And it's just like my recovery and my sobriety. It's a beautiful thing, you know, it's a miracle. As far as how do I feel about it, it's a little bit intimidating just to feel, period.
To not have the option of numbing your feelings or running away from.
Well, just to feel, mostly because I wasn't the type of addict that necessarily ran from feelings or tried to cover up, you know, some crazy significant incident that happened to me when I was young or anything like that. I just, I have a tough time with boredom, and so I'm constantly chasing something that'll make me feel better, take me out of my head, so to speak, you know. And so I did drugs because they were fun, you know, because they changed the way I felt.
Do you have any recommendations on how I could be a better mom and a better grandmother?
Well, for you specifically, I think you need to find a balance that is going to benefit your mental and emotional health, because there's a fine line between unconditional love and enabling, because I think your mental and emotional state's a lot like my recovery. It has to be number one, even if it does seem selfish at the time, because if you don't have that, you don't have anything. If I don't have my recovery, I don't have anything, you know. And I used to think that Lauren was number one, but I have to put her number two now behind my recovery, because without one, there isn't the other.
These conversations were recorded at the StoryCorps booth in Vernal and will be archived at the Library of Congress. Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps project is made possible in part by our members at Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.